After the news, 6 o'clock in the nation's capitals.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. North Carolina is still dealing with floods caused by Hurricane Matthew in Lumberton. Residents have been told the flood danger could last for days.
The nearby Lumber River was already about 2 feet above flood stage before Hurricane Matthew actually swept through the region. Many people here actually thought that the worst was over when the storm blew through over the weekend. And then, of course, the water levels in that river began to rise.
Correspondent Polo Sandoval. Donald Trump is blasting House Speaker Paul Ryan and other Republicans who have rescinded their endorsements after his remarks about women. Trump campaign manager Kellyanne Conway says, though, the show must go on.
We welcome all Republican endorsements, no question. We'd be happy to have that. We'd be happy to have more fair treatment in the media. But I'm not going to find unicorns on my doorstep tomorrow either. So in the meantime, we're just going to continue to go with him as a master communicator and connector directly to the voters.
As more Republicans put some distance between themselves and Donald Trump, could that move hurt the GOP's chances of keeping a majority in Congress?
A new poll finds Democrats holding a 7-point advantage. When voters choose the party, they want to control Congress. That's the largest edge Democrats have had in 3 years. To win back the Senate, Democrats need to pick up at least 4 seats, including the Wisconsin seat held by Republican Ron Johnson, who has distanced himself from Trump.
Correspondent Manu Raju. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan has revised his executive order on requiring public schools to start after Labor Day. The revised order adds details on how schools can apply for a waiver. Montgomery County will be in that position. The school board voted this week to start next school year in August. The embattled Howard County Sheriff has agreed to resign after coming under fire for creating what his critics said was a hostile workplace. County Executive Alan Kittleman was among those who had called on Sheriff James Fitzgerald to step down. Kittleman says the county will now get an interim sheriff.
We've had some discussions with the governor. I'm certain that I'll have some discussions with him when certain names are out there who have applied. But it's the governor's choice, and I certainly respect the governor. He will do what's in the best interest of the citizens of Howard County.
The interim sheriff will hold that office till the 2018 election. A bill prohibiting people under age 21 from buying cigarettes is getting preliminary approval from the D.C. Council, but it wasn't without strong debate.
It's a cumulative effect that actually puts this burden on our youth. We're adding to that.
Councilmember David Grosso's concerned the law could just get more kids involved in the criminal justice system. Nevertheless, the council gave initial approval to a bill setting the minimum age to buy cigarettes at 21.
Increasing the minimum age will help many teens avoid smoking altogether.
Councilmember Yvette Alexander, they're also passing another bill prohibiting chewing tobacco at sporting events with an eye to the Nats and their opponents, says Councilmember Kenyon McDuffie.
This bill reduces our children's exposure to tobacco use by their role models.
At the Wilson Building, Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The creepy clown craze has claimed a new victim.
Everybody loves a clown, so why don't you?
With the nation startled by real and fake creepy clown sightings, McDonald's has decided to limit the public appearances of their red-haired mascot. A spokesman says the fast food giant is trying to be mindful of the current climate and are being thoughtful in respect to Ronald McDonald's participation in community events. The move comes amid a craze that's freaked out Americans, led to arrests, and even closed some schools. I'm Sierra Crawford.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,129, the Nasdaq at 52,47. Sports, the national season comes down now to one game. Tomorrow night, they'll take on the Dodgers in Game 5 of their NL Division Series after the Dodgers tied it at 2 games apiece last night. The winner goes to the NLCS to take on the Cubs, who eliminated the Giants last night. WMAL News Time 604. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Breaking news, the inside story, traffic and weather.
This is pretty remarkable stuff.
Listen on your desktop or download the WMAL app today and don't miss a minute.
Get this.
Available in the App Store, Android Market, or Google Play.
Hey, it's Chris Plant for Timeshare Exit Team. As a radio personality, my success is based solely on my relationship with you, my audience. And because of that, I manage my credibility with the utmost diligence. I do not endorse an advertiser if I have not either used them or researched them and vetted them, the owners and previous customers, myself. Timeshare Exit Team has helped thousands of former timeshare owners become non-timeshare owners, including many of you. I want to encourage you, if you've been considering getting out of your timeshare, if your lifestyle has changed and your timeshare no longer fits in, if you're dreading the maintenance fee that's about to arrive because it's that time of year, call my friends at Timeshare Exit Team. Go in for the free consultation, look at your options, and then, if you want out, know that they stand behind their service with a 100% money-back guarantee. Timeshare Exit Team. They'll get you out safely, legitimately, and forever. Visit TimeshareExitTeam.com. That's TimeshareExitTeam.com.
Need your house cleaned? Then you need Hadid. Go to JoeHadid.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, if you're coming north, stay out of the Dumfries area. Keep alert. You'll have brake lights up ahead as you try to push slowly through Dale City up toward the Occoquan. That's where we have a crash still blocking the left lane. So northbound on I-95 near the Prince William Parkway before you cross the Occoquan for the crash. 66 eastbound right at the Beltway. They're still doing accident cleanup, but everything confined to the shoulders. A little bit of a distraction, but that's what's going on with your lanes open at the Beltway 66 east. Upper Marlboro, what's happening with you? Route 4. Very slow. Police say they have a crash, but confined to the shoulder. If you're heading inbound 4 after 301, if you're heading up toward the Showplace Arena area, that's where we have that activity causing the slowdowns. Metro Rail off to not a good start this morning. Couple problems. Speed restrictions near Smithsonian affecting the blue, silver, and orange line. Extra time needed. And on the red line, they're single tracking near Noma Gallaudet and Rhode Island Avenue due to unscheduled track repairs. Update brought to you by the American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to 3 people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Milder weather continues to come in. A few clouds with clear sky for the first part of the day. Partial clouds this afternoon, 71. Tonight clear, 55. Tomorrow sunshine with some clouds, 74. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 43 in Springfield, 43 in Olney, 51 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the American Red Cross. An Arizona Republican lawmaker says Hillary Clinton's policies are far worse than Donald Trump's words. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
WMAL. 6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes talk coming up at 7:05 this morning. Joe Concha, he's going to go through all of the WikiLeaks documents and what they have revealed, and it is a pretty eye-opening stuff. At 7:35, KT McFarland. At 8:05, David Martosko with the Daily Mail to talk politics. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
Teach to leave them kids alone.
Have things in our schools gotten a little too casual in terms of the relationship between teachers and students? There used to be a discipline formality, a wall between who the teachers were and the students were. Students and teachers weren't friends. Teachers were there to teach, and they were authority figures, and they were supposed to be respected and sometimes even feared by students. And now they just seem palsy and buddy-buddy, and I think it's actually denigrated the culture in our public schools, and we see it in the headlines just today. And I want you to give us your reflection and tell us what you've observed at your kids' schools. Remember when teachers wore ties to school? Remember when teachers didn't wear jeans or t-shirts? Remember when teachers didn't, you know, sit on their desk cross-legged and talk to the students? They stood in front of our classrooms and they lectured our students and instructed them. Do we have too less of a formal relationship? Is it too casual? And do we need to go back to way things were? And I'm not that old, but I remember things being different in the schools. What do you think? 888-630-WMAL, 888-630-9625. We raised the issue because of two stories simultaneously happening in our area. Prince George's County teacher charged with soliciting sex and inappropriately touching students. Now, obviously, you know, this goes beyond the pale. This is criminal, abusive, molestation kind of behavior. However, one thing struck me in this article that I found to be very curious and something that speaks to this larger issue. One of the charges against this Prince George's County teacher, a high school teacher, is that he sent explicit text messages to one of his students. Why does a teacher have a student's cell phone number? What happened in this relationship between teachers and students where the teacher felt appropriate to ask a student their text, their cell phone number, and at what point did the student think that that was an appropriate relationship with her teacher? I'm not blaming the student here.
In this particular case, there was an unusual situation in regard to that. Apparently, the teacher, who, by the way, is 66 years old, asked a friend of this girl for the girl's phone number, and the teacher was given the boy's number. And for the longest time, he was texting this number, thinking he was texting the girl.
Oh,
but he was actually texting the boy.
I know, but
he went through a friend to try to get the phone.
But
number.
Still, it raises the but he obtained a number,
and
at some point, students felt that it would be okay to do that. And then over in Virginia, this story just revealed late yesterday afternoon. Unbelievable! A Fairfax County high school teacher arrested. After this is a 30-year-old Spanish teacher after taking out an 18-year-old sophomore. By the way, way too old to be a sophomore. What's going on with that kid? Took this 18-year-old sophomore out to steal a case of beer. and they're caught on video with the female teacher, Fabiana Chimachiella, distracting the cashier at the gas station while the student stole a case of beer. And then they caught up at their home and found a bunch of illegal narcotics. The kid is 18 years old, so why we don't have his name, I don't know. But clearly, he's not a minor, but he is still in his parents' custody. What is going on in our public schools? 888-630-WMAL.
I have a few thoughts about this. I mean, it seems like you're right. It's hardly a day goes by that we don't see some story about teachers and students hooking up, and it invariably it seems is that it's a daily occurrence. And I don't understand that. To me, there is something going on in the classroom that troubles me, and I think it's the breakdown. I think, as you suggest, of the relationship. I'm the teacher. I'm in charge here. You're the student.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now it seems to be, oh, we're all buddies. We're all pals. And maybe beyond that, what I hear most often is about the lack of discipline and control in the classroom. And I think the two are related. I think they really are. I think the teachers no longer walk in and are respected figures in the classroom that the students, you know, need to pay attention to. They don't have control of the classroom. And so they're not respected figures. They're just their buddies and pals. And when that happens, there's a breakdown both of discipline in the classroom and these other things can start to happen.
I agree. I think that teachers should be seen by their students as being either revered or reviled, but at the very least respected.
Exactly.
Yeah. And unfortunately...
Man, I can never imagine going to school and having that kind of casual relationship.
Yeah, hey, Jim, what's on the agenda today, Jim? What are you going to be teaching us? Seriously, first name basis, how many of you have heard your students refer to their teachers on a first name? Because in my kid's situation, the teachers are encouraging it. Oh yeah, call me Jim. You know, call me Joyce. It's fine. No, we're pals. We're friends. I'm just your Sherpa on your journey through education. I'm not a teacher. I don't want you to think of me as an authority figure. And then this is what ends up happening. You're out stealing a case of beer together and texting. Matt in Alexandria, you're first up on WMAL. What's going on in our schools, Matt?
Well, I'm real far removed from high school, but one of the things that struck me about the Fairfax teacher was all the face piercings that she had when they showed her mugshot. I'm like, when did we start allowing teachers to look like the students, and why aren't they expecting more from the teachers?
Well, you're right. I mean, listen, we're not supposed to judge anybody by their looks or their piercings or things like that, but I would think that the school district should be able to say, not the best example for our kids.
No, I mean, you know, I think there would be some background checks. I think there would be some, I'm looking at this person applying for this teacher job. She's got face piercings. I don't know if she takes this profession seriously.
Thank you, Matt. Great point. We have time. Brian in Winchester, sneak it in here. Brian, you're a teacher. We want to hear your perspective.
Yeah, guys. I just wanted to say that I think that you can command respect from kids with your behavior. And I'm not a Sherpa, but I'm also not too old-fashioned, but I found that kids are going to see your behavior, and this litigious school system that we have, this structure, puts teachers in a position where if they so much look at a kid sideways, the teacher's going to be either disciplined or removed, because the parents will sue or threaten to sue every time, and it puts teachers in a terrible position where we want respect, but we can't act like yours and my teachers did 20 years ago for fear of what will happen.
So for fear of being judged as being too disciplinary, too disciplined and too harsh on students, you think the pendulum has swung so far in the other direction that teachers just want to be pals and buds and text buddies with the kids?
I think that it comes across the kids that way, because our attempt to try to get a connection with the kids is misinterpreted as friendship.
Yeah.
All the while, we're trying to protect our own position, because if we give a kid, you know, detention, we make it sacked.
Okay, but Brian, real fast, because we're we're against the wall here, but you're in a public school?
Yeah, I taught in public schools in Virginia for 5 years.
Do you wear a tie, or how many of your colleagues wear ties?
Those of us who take our position seriously, we wear a collared shirt and a tie most days. Once in a while for fundraising, we'll wear blue jeans on a Friday, just like I remember it was, 15, 20 years ago for me.
Uh-huh. Okay, and most of your colleagues do as well?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, that's good
to hear,
Brian.
That, yeah.
That's good to hear, because I have not witnessed that necessarily on a consistent basis. Thank you, sir, for calling in. We know that a lot of teachers are on their way in. We'd love to hear from you. Has there been a breakdown in that wall, that discipline, that respect that students and teachers used to have for each other in the classroom? Are teachers trying too hard to be buds? Give us a call.
It is now 6:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And heads up to our Metro Rail commuters. Just extra time you'll need this morning. Extra patience, just so you're aware as you head out the door. Now, we have speed restrictions near Smithsonian. This all started yesterday with defective rail fasteners. So near the Smithsonian, this affects the blue, silver, and orange line trains. And on the red line, they are single tracking now between Noma Gallaudet and Rhode Island Avenue because of unscheduled track repairs. Here we go, onto the roads, 95. I'm still looking at this crash cleanup. Looks like tow truck there, though. Virginia, 95 northbound. Right, just come up to the Prince William Parkway before you cross the Occoquan. Still have the left lane blocked. 66 East, you're doing okay. Not too much rubbernecking as you come up to the Beltway. Still have accident cleanup, but it's over to the shoulder. Upper Marlboro on Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue, to try to get past 301, heading towards Showplace Arena. That's where we had the crash that was confined out of the travel lanes. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, it just looks great between now and Sunday. I mean, you really couldn't ask for a better forecast. Partly cloudy, high of 71. Tonight, 55. Thursday, sunny, 74. Then on Friday, mid-60s. Saturday, sunny, mid-60s. Sunday, abundant sunshine in the low 70s. Currently in the nation's capital, 50 degrees. 617 on WMAL.
Hey, D.C., have you heard? Southwest has brand new routes, like the ones from Reagan National to Providence. So you can say yes to flying to great new places. And as always, yes to low fares with nothing to hide. That's transparency. Book now at southwest.com. Service starts 11/6/16.
I'm not your teacher. We're just pals. Come on and hang out with me after school, says a Fairfax County High School Spanish teacher to an 18-year-old sophomore. We're buds, right? In fact, hey, I've got an idea. Go get a case of beer. You don't have any money? That's fine. Just steal
we'll
the
steal
case
it.
Of
That's
beer.
Right, yeah.
And then we'll go back to my place. The police, of course, arrested Ms. Fabiana Chiamicella. And she said, apparently, and I don't have this on good authority, but I've heard this is a rumor that she said, oh, we were just doing some vocabulary work. You know, we were learning some words like Corona and Dos Equis and Bohemia, which is, by the way, the superior Mexican cerveza, if anyone's interested. Has there been a breakdown in the respect that teachers and students used to have for each other?
I had a teacher in high school that I remember the very first day, Miss Hirsch. She was my history teacher. And she just, like, on the first day, she just laid down the law. She said, we're going to do it this way, and you will stay, you will never interrupt. You will be in your seat. And she just laid down all these. And everybody in the class was like, I can't believe this. She's so rough. I'm not going to put up with this kind of stuff. I mean, everybody's mumbling on the way out of the class. Turned out to be the teacher that I had the most respect for.
Yeah.
My favorite teacher in high school. So there's nothing wrong with being disciplined as a teacher and making sure that you have control of a classroom and you delineate that relationship. I'm the teacher, you're the student, and there are certain things I expect you to do. You can actually still have the respect of your kids and a great relationship with them.
John in Rockville, you're next up on WMAL. Good morning, John.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I don't know how old you guys are, but I went to high school, middle school in the late 70s, And, you know, there were a lot of incidents about inappropriate relationship between students and, you know, middle school kids back then. So, realistically, this problem has been there for decades. You know, now I just think it gets a heck of a lot more attention in the news media than it ever did. Because most of the time, the parents and the schools pretty much covered it up and didn't want a lot of press. So, I don't, you know, honestly, it's
maybe because of social media.
So, you don't think there's anything new here? Well, listen, Brian's a boomer, and he went to high school in Texas. I'm a Gen Xer. My high school years were in Orange County, California, both relatively conservative areas of the country, I would say. Orange County less so now, sadly. And I remember there being one teacher in my high school who did this whole thing, you know, wore the tie-dye T-shirts, and she dressed in jeans, and she'd sit cross-legged on the desk and things like Miss Chella. She was the Latin teacher. But she was the one, and she stood out, and I don't know. I think, John, maybe it's been going on for decades, but boy, it sure seems like there's a breakdown in our schools lately. And you know, Beth tweets out to us. She thinks that this is partly because of the teacher shortage. They're hiring less than qualified teachers, and veteran teachers are getting out of the system because they don't like what's going on. Here we go. Ken in Manassas also says this thing's been going on for a while. Hey, Ken, go ahead. You're on WMAL.
Hey, Ken, good morning.
Good morning. I was a teacher back in 75 through 80. During that time, I taught in Prince George's County. I was, you know, a 21-year-old. The high school students I was teaching were 18. Not a big gap there. There were relationships between the art teachers, the photography teacher in particular with his aides. We knew about it. The principals knew about it.
Wow. And all right. Listen, Ken, thanks for letting us know. I didn't realize that, and it certainly... Oh, James in Gainesville is an assistant principal. All right, we want to hear from James in a minute, and more of your calls as well. Oh, and Brian in Ashburn is an assistant principal. So we got some of the administration wants to chime in.
The admins.
That's good. It's 622 on WMAL.
In the Now, the new album from the legendary Grammy Award-winning singer, songwriter, and producer, Barry Gibb. Barry Gibb, In the Now, available now.
Hey friends, I'm Eric Stewart, the host of The Eric Stewart Show, with exciting news. My wildly popular free seminar on how to sell your home for top dollar is returning to Tyson's Corner and North Bethesda this month. Hear the market outlook, find the best time to sell your home, get tips on ridding clutter out of your house, and discover the improvements that will make you money. Learn where to put a dollar in to get $2 back. You can register at ericstewartgroup.com or call 1-800-900-5377. Again, 800-900-5377.
Sorry I'm late. Traffic.
Oh, I got plenty of it, too.
Hey, remember that empty lot on 8th Street Northwest when you're getting on 395?
Yeah, used to say GPO. I've spent hours stuck in traffic there.
Well, Tom at work told us the story behind it. Moran's ex-wife owns it.
Luann Bennett? She's running for Congress.
Yep. Really connected developer. In the 90s, she got a sweetheart deal on it and had to build a preschool with daycare center on the land.
Close to federal buildings. That neighborhood could have really used it in the 90s.
Exactly. But she broke her promise to avoid a hefty tax bill.
She got away with it?
Of course. Connections and stuff.
So what happened with the preschool?
Developer Luann Bennett never built it. Made it a parking lot instead.
Useless.
Not for her. She rented it out for $5 million.
So Bennett avoids a $30 million tax bill but takes in $5 million in income?
Pretty much.
Developer Luann Bennett. She makes government work. For her.
The NRCC paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. NRCC.org.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
Ugh, a middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable. So don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Who are care suites for?
For years, I said no to an assisted living facility. I was terrified of losing my independence and being isolated from family. Then I learned about Care Suites of America.
Care Suites of America provides unique home additions tailored to meet the care needs of aging or mobility impaired family members. A custom care suite provides safety, security, and independence at a lower cost than senior and assisted living facilities. Learn more at caresuitesofamerica.com. Care Suites of America, because there is no place like home.
It is 6:25 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia crash cleanup continues. Interstate 95. If you're coming northbound and trying to get through Dale City toward the Occoquan, crash northbound right at the Prince William Parkway. I'm just watching an additional tow truck arrive to the scene. So hopefully we'll see some improvement shortly, but still have the left lane blocked. So 95 pushing north out of Triangle and Dumfries. Extra volume for you. Unfortunately, trying to get in the Occoquan area, 123 southbound. We have a crash prior to I-95. It's going to be right near Old Bridge Road. So not only is 123 southbound slow, but it puts extra delays on Old Bridge Road. So for commuters pushing that direction, that's why you're hung up. Now let's get you around the Beltway. No troubles. Annandale, Tysons, Topside, College Park, to Silver Spring slowing. And 270 has been the volume. Metro Rail no longer single tracking on the red line near MoMA, NoMA Gallaudet, but still expect delays. And they still have speed restrictions near the Smithsonian, causing delays on the blue, silver, and orange line. A lot going on in Metro Rail. Update is brought to you by Rivet Radio. Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Few clouds around this morning. Good driving weather right into the afternoon. We'll see partial clouds, 71. Tonight, 55 and clear. On Thursday, sunshine with some afternoon clouds. A south breeze, a little milder, 74. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 50 degrees, 627.
Up in the morning and out to school.
What's going on in our schools with the latest round of stories, including a 30-year-old Spanish teacher at Fairfax County High School, South Lakes High School to be exact, arrested for working with a sophomore student to steal a case of beer. And I'm suggesting that perhaps we've had a breakdown in the formal wall between teachers and students. James in Gainesville, you're an assistant principal. What do you say, James?
Yeah, hey, fellas, good morning. I've been doing this for about, over 30 years. And but what I would tell you is that, I've had opportunities to hire a lot of staff. And from my, perspective, the teachers that are coming in out of college nowadays and the young teachers are trained better and more equipped to handle kids in the classroom, instruction. I find that they're top notch, and to put all teachers in the same category, because one teacher, made a mistake with a student and acted inappropriately. I don't think it's fair.
We would never want to paint everybody, but I'm just curious.
You guys are talking about the whole educational system breaking down, and this is not.
Let me ask you a couple questions. Do you think there's as much respect in the classroom as there once was?
Wait a minute. Let me just say this. I don't think so, but that's not the teacher's fault per se. I mean, the teachers desperately want to have discipline in their classrooms, and that's where a guy like me comes in to help support them, either by helping them find ways to manage their classroom better or to help them with a discipline issue with a student. But they want discipline in the classroom for the most part. There's not this liberal, like, hey, call me Joe. I haven't seen that ever.
James, listen, that's great to hear. And listen, the reason that we raise issues like this in the way that we do is not to, proclaim our opinion to everybody as infallible. It's to get reaction from people like you and callers to tell us, hey, well, maybe there's another side to this. That's what we do.
He's the muscle. He's the assistant.
There's always that one assistant, the one vice principal.
I had a really close relationship with my assistant principal in high school.
Yeah, did you?
Yeah.
Spent a lot of time there, did you?
I didn't say it was a good one. It was just a close one.
You weren't stealing cases of beer with
no,
her?
No, I wasn't doing that.
I doubt it. It's 6:29 on WMAL.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's not a given.
Fearless is a choice, one that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can. Because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states. The one trusted for more than 75 years. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
Coming up in just a moment, is it a bear? Is it a dog? It's time for Critter News on WMAL. Right now, 6:30. Host, listen to some news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 6:30. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. The Tar River in Greenville, North Carolina is expected to crest today as some 9,000 people are being sent away from their neighborhoods. Governor Pat McCrory is urging residents to pay attention to evacuation orders in hopes of preventing the Hurricane Matthew-related death toll from climbing any further. The storm has now claimed at least 34 lives in the U.S. Donald Trump is blasting fellow Republicans who are distancing themselves from his campaign.
Last night, appearing on Fox News, Trump did not hold back when he was asked about Paul Ryan.
I don't want his support. I don't care about his support. What I want to do is I want to win for the people. Man. The first sign of a little bit of difficulty, he unendorses.
All right.
I wouldn't want to be in a foxhole with a lot of these people.
Now, the question is, how much does this intra-party feud help Donald Trump on Election Day? We know that a lot of voters are frustrated with Washington, and exit polls from the primary show that many conservatives felt betrayed by party leaders.
Correspondent Manu Raju. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan says he still hasn't decided who's going to get his vote for president. But he again vows it's not going to be Donald Trump. Hogan has said he will write in his choice. Governor Hogan has also revised his executive order directing schools not to open before Labor Day. The revised version of his order spells out what a school system has to do to apply for a waiver. Those new rules will be put to use right away. The Montgomery County School Board voted this week to start school next year before Labor Day. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,129, the NASDAQ at 52,47. Sports, the National League Division Series is coming back to Washington tomorrow night for the decisive Game 5 between the Nationals and Dodgers after L.A. tied the series at two games apiece with a win last night. The series winner meets the Cubs in the NLCS after Chicago eliminated the Giants. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Summer is over, but that means dirt, bacteria, and who knows what else was left behind ground deep into your treasured Persian and Oriental rugs. It's time for them to have a deep-down professional clean. Hi, this is Chris Plant, and I have a tip for you. When you're choosing the company to clean your rugs, ask these questions. Do they clean the rugs in their own facility? Do they hand wash each and every rug? Do they offer stain removal and color restoration? Can you tour the facility where the rugs are being cleaned? If they can't answer yes to all these questions, then you need Hadid. Hadid will gently wash each of your cherished Persian and Oriental rugs by hand. They can restore your rugs to their original brilliance and make it a healthier environment for your home or office. Call 703-241-1111 right now and get 20% off all in-plant rug cleaning. Hadid also offers free pickup and delivery with a minimum order. Call 703-241-1111 or go online to joehadid.com to find one of Hadid's four drop-off locations.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
There's this fairy tale, maybe you remember it, about a certain emperor. Remember, he thought he bought some new clothes that only certain people could see. It turns out he went on parade buck naked. The only one willing to tell him the truth was a small boy from the kingdom. It reminds me of something one of my stand-up guys told me recently. See, there was another company out there that told the homeowner they needed a whole new system. All they really needed was just a simple repair. Well, luckily, the homeowner called Snell for a second opinion. And my stand-up guy, of course, did the right thing. Now, here's the thing. If that homeowner really had needed a system, you can bet we would have quoted them a fair price. And right now, we can make replacing your system especially affordable with rebates up to $1,600 on a qualifying Lennox system. Hey, we're not here to take the shirt off your back. That's no way to stay comfortable in winter.
703-450-6300. Online at snellheatingandair.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. You know, selling your home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. The realtor you hire is a very important decision. You want to use a proven and experienced pro that can get you the most money and sell your home fast. That's why I want to recommend Debbie and Sarah Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. The Reynolds Team have been named a top team in the D.C. metro area for 4 straight years. The fact is, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds have 5,500 ready home buyers in their exclusive buyer system looking to buy right now. That's how they get results. They're so confident your home will sell fast and for top dollar that if your home doesn't sell, Debbie and Sarah will buy it, and they'll buy it at a price acceptable to both of you. That's right, guaranteed. Call the only agents I would to make this happen and the only agents I would trust to sell my home. That's the Reynolds Team. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. Or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
In the mood for a classic New York-style diner experience? Metro 29 Diners open daily from 6 a.m. till midnight. Great food and lots of it at affordable prices. Metro 29 Diner, Lee Highway and Glebe Road in Arlington.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, an all-knee crash just happened on George Avenue, just south of 108. Fire and rescue responding again. George Avenue, south of 108. Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue. If you're trying to get into Upper Marlboro, delays continue to grow. Now, it was initial crash that was on the shoulder. Please tell me, oh, it's still there, but there was a second accident. So we have a lot of activity happening inbound Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue, right as you pass 301, heading toward the Showplace Arena area, so plan for the extra time for sure in that stretch. To the Wilson Bridge, delays before St. Barnabas Road. All right, Virginia, on Interstate 95, it's slow as you push north of Dumfries. However, the crash gone. Lanes are open now. Northbound 95 at the Prince William Parkway. Just watched everyone clear from the shoulder, too, right before you get to the Occoquan. What's not working so well for us is because of a crash. Southbound on 123, trying to get to I-95, right before you get to I-95 near Old Bridge Road. If you can, avoid Old Bridge Road because that is slammed because of that crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
71, a few clouds around this morning and a few filtering sunshine this afternoon. Not too bad. Tonight, mainly clear and 55. On Thursday, sunshine with a few clouds, 74. Friday, a little bit cooler, 65 degrees, mostly sunny. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 39 in Manassas, 39 in Bowie, 51 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Metro 29 Diner. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
WMAL. It's 637. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. And boy, aren't you smart for doing so. You're starting your day the right way. And at 705, Joe Concha, Hill Media Reporter, on the tangled relationship between the media and the Clinton campaign, as we've discovered in the WikiLeaks dumps. Katie McFarlane joins us at 7:35. And 8:05, David Martosko from the Daily Mail on the latest in the two campaigns. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
It's time for Critter News on WMAL, a certified fan favorite, as we like to say. And today we want to talk about the discovery of the bear dog. I mean, is it a bear? Is it a dog? What is it? Well, let me tell you how this story all unveiled. Back in 1946, a fossil was discovered in the great state of Texas. And back then, they had no really idea what it was. A little bit of time passed, and they finally said, oh, we can't figure out what this is. Some kind of carnivore, obviously. They threw the fossil into a drawer in the Chicago Field Museum, and it sat there until recently. And it was a mystery that was never solved, but they never really spent a lot of time thinking more about it. Well, recently, some archaeologists have gone back and re-examined this fossil, and they have paired it with another fossil that was found also in the state of Texas, and what they have found is this is apparently a new genus known as the bear dog. The bear dog, it was like, it's from the family of dogs, foxes, and weasels. It was a dog-like animal that was about the size of a bear, and it roamed across parts of North America and Europe and Asia some 40 million years ago.
All right, so it's more bear than dog?
It's not actually of the bear family, but it's the size...
It is a dog the size of a bear.
The size of a bear, and so they called it the bear dog. And it was an omnivore. It means it would eat anything.
Now, Brian, before I started doing morning radio, I'll be honest, I used to stay up pretty late at night.
Yep.
And I would listen to certain late night or overnight radio programs.
Okay, the crazy people. Yeah,
well, no, they just look at life from a different perspective.
Okay.
Yeah. So, based on my background as a P1 listener to such programs, can I ask you, is there any mention in this detailed account of the bear dog, is there any mention and connection to what we like to refer to as the chupacabra?
Oh, no, that's very different.
Are you sure? Because I think this could very well be the chupacabra. Because you know the chupacabra appear in the dark, and they can skin a cow. They can eat that cow right down to the bone overnight.
Yeah, I guess
and
so.
There's nothing left but just the rotten carcass of a cow, and it can only be the chupacabra.
So you think the bear dogs?
I'm thinking
even
of
now.
A dog the size of a bear could certainly do that to a cow.
And you would think that we may be confusing the
bear dog with the
chupacabra.
Chupacabra.
Yeah. You say that very nicely.
Thank you. What else is going on in Texas? You got your wild feral hogs down there in Texas.
Yeah.
And then just over in Arizona, you got your javelinas.
Oh.
You don't want to mess with a javelina.
I have had an experience with javelina hogs. They're scary animals.
They are. I know. So, I wouldn't want to go to the Southwest anymore with this kind of stuff.
Well, the bear dogs are extinct for about 10 million years, so they say.
Well, chupacabra.
All right. In other critter news,
this is
going to right up your alley. You'll love this.
Okay.
You know, we've talked on this show how on many flights these days, people are allowed to bring their comfort animals.
Oh, my God.
And you know, you would say, well, maybe it's a comfort dog or a comfort cat. But no, all manner of animals and critters have been brought on board planes. And they say, well, you have to let this on. It's my comfort animal.
Yeah.
And so, you know, there have been turkeys.
And the airlines are stuck. Yeah, turkeys. A turkey is my comfort animal.
That's right.
Stop pushing the season, Luke.
That's right. That's right. Don't do that. And you would have things like, what were the other things? A pig.
Oh, they have pigs.
And a miniature horse.
Comfort pig. By the way, my comfort
pig. A monkey?
My comfort pig is bacon.
Yeah, I love
my
that.
Comfort pig.
And so listen, it's gotten out of control. It was always. I think a lot of this is a scam. It's just a way to get your dog from point A to point B.
Of course it is. You got to pay $75 a flight to put the dog in its
but
little carrier and everything.
Your comfort
not
animal.
If it's a comfort animal because
That's
of
right.
the Americans with Disabilities Act. It's complete BS.
But people were taking advantage of it and bringing strange things on. Well, now the Department of Transportation is trying to help airlines crack down on the kinds of animals that might be allowed on as comfort animals.
Well, thank God for that.
And by the way, I did not know this, but thank goodness this is apparently there is already a restriction. You can't have a rodent, and you can't have a snake.
Or a spider.
There's nothing comforting about a snake.
Well, no, certainly not. However, the fact that they already draw the line on certain animals, I don't understand how they couldn't just unilaterally say, we're not going to let you have snakes or rodents. And by the way, let's keep the turkeys at home. Let's keep the pigs at home.
Yes.
Let's keep the ferrets at home.
But if you got a bear dog, bring that on board.
But not a chupacabra.
Not a chupacabra. It is 6:43 on WMAL.
Does your old heating and air conditioning system need to be replaced? Call ARS Rescue Router. Right now, we're offering up to $1,450 off on new system purchases or no interest, no payments for a year. Call ARS Rescue Router today for a no-cost, no-obligation estimate. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
It's Jamie Whitten. Good morning. Have you ever dreamed of going to the dentist and actually enjoying the visit? Think that's impossible? Well, guess what? It can happen, and I'll tell you where that dream place is. Ready? Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. And it's all thanks to Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob. Now, they're my dentist, and I can tell you it really is a great place, the best place for you to get that beautiful smile. I know some people get nervous about the dentist. That's like me. Or make excuses about not going and avoiding. You're too busy. But it's so important for your overall health. You got to get there. Now, as a patient, I want to tell you it makes Bethesda Sedation Dentistry so special. Now, in addition to being great dentists, they understand that, you may have dental fear. They provide personalized attention while being non-judgmental to patients that may not have been to the dentist in years. So trust me, if you have any dental fear at all, maybe a nagging tooth pain, or interested in sedation dentistry, or just looking for a great dentist, it's easy. Call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry at 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434. Or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. Sleep. Dream. Smile.
The national debt is $19 trillion and growing, threatening to harm our economy. In just over a decade, interest on the debt will be our third largest federal program. That's just the interest. What does this mean for our future generations? If we don't solve our debt problem, good-paying jobs could disappear, wages could fall, and money for important programs like education, infrastructure, and R&D will shrink. What's the good news? There's still time for a solution, and many good ideas exist to put our debt on a sustainable path. At the Peter G. Peterson Foundation, we're working to get candidates from both parties talking about solutions, and we need your help. Ask the candidates today for a plan to address the national debt. Just visit askforaplan.org. That's askforaplan.org. Together, we can secure our future. Paid for by the Peter G. Peterson Foundation.
It is 6:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Tammy Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We're busy. Virginia, Woodbridge, Lake Ridge. Here's a story on Interstate 95. The accident now gone. I-95 northbound near the Prince William Parkway before you get to the Occoquan. Travel lanes reopen. And I'm looking at delays as you push north of Dumfries and through Dale City. Pretty solid, though, but nothing blocked. Now, here's where we're really struggling. Still with the crash on southbound 123 Gordon Boulevard right before you get to the interstate, before I-95, that still blocks the right side. Now, 123 is slow, but what gets hit really hard is Old Bridge Road. So if you can avoid Old Bridge Road through Lake Bridge, that will definitely save you some time. Also, it jams up Minneville Road to try to merge into those backups. Now, let's get to Olney. Crash on Georgia Avenue just south of 108, reported to have an overturned involved. On the top side of the Beltway, it's been about the volume, but just as you pass the IKEA, that's where I'm seeing those backups begin around the Georgia Avenue. Now, from Garage DoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
71, a few clouds around this morning and a few filtering sunshine this afternoon. Not too bad. Tonight, mainly clear and 55. On Thursday, sunshine with a few clouds, 74. Friday, a little bit cooler, 65 degrees, mostly sunny. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel and WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 50 degrees at 647. There's a whole lot of Metro news to share with you here this morning. Last night, apparently, I'm told that it was really bad on the blue, silver, and orange lines. I mean, people were having a difficult time getting home last night, and it's part of the continuing efforts of Metro to try to fix all their problems as they go through and try to fix these things a little at a time. And apparently, that it bit them pretty hard yesterday on the blue, orange, and silver line. Mm-hmm. This morning, it was bad for a while, but it does look like things are starting to improve. By the way, no longer sharing a track on the red line. Normal service is back on the silver and blue lines. However, there are still speed restrictions on place in the orange line.
Well, we need to remember that all of this work they're doing with the Safe Track program, as they're calling it,
right,
this has nothing to do with making Metro safer and functioning on a day-to-day basis. This is all making up for the 30 years of neglect.
That's right.
That the Metro has wasted with their maintenance funds and not properly appropriated. So we're still going to have these horrible issues as we go along. We're just trying to get back to ground zero,
yeah,
basically.
That's true. I think you're right. The D.C. Council has approved an emergency resolution which urges Metro's board to restore late night hours. So you got this guy, you know, Jack Evans, he's been on the show many times, Councilmember Jack Evans, who is also a member of the Metro board, and he's the one who introduced this legislation. So on one hand, he wears two hats. On one hand, he goes out and he says, you know, we got all these problems, and we need to make sure that we give the Metro people time to fix the problems, and that's why we had these reduction in late night hours. But then on the other hand, as a council member, he knows that it hurts his businesses down in Georgetown and other places where people go and they need to be able to go downtown D.C. and then get home at the end of the evening. And so they're asking them to reconsider that. And that's something that we'll be watching very closely in the days ahead. Also, get ready, because it looks like you're about to start paying more.
Well, sure.
WMATA is trying to figure out how how to close a looming budget gap, according to this story in the Washington Post. In documents released Tuesday to prep the board in advance of an upcoming budget meeting and budget negotiations, they're saying that bus fares could go from $1.75 to $2, and that probably wouldn't have a big impact on ridership. And they're considering a slight increase to rail prices, a 7 cent per mile increase for shorter trips, 10 cent per mile for mile trips that are 6 miles and over. So the maximum fare that a rider would pay during peak hours would go from $5.90 to $6.
I don't think Metro will ever recover from what they're going through right now. The horrible service, dangerous service, people have died, they have no understanding of how to fix it, and now they're raising prices.
Yeah, you're running people off because it's not safe or it's more trouble than it's worth, and then you raise prices. Not a good combination. $6.50.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. For years, I've been advertising 50% off the price of all new roofs. I used to think we needed to shout a special offer to get us in the door, but I'm done shouting. It's not just about price. Our price will always be competitive. It's also about quality, and New Look is a proven quality leader. 94% of our customers say they'd hire us again for our professionalism, our top quality materials, and our outstanding customer service. Plus, all of our installers are master technicians and Owens Corning certified. New Look Home Design. Get more than a price estimate. Get a quality commitment.
Discover the benefits of having New Look install your new roof this fall. Right now, New Look's lenders are offering all qualified customers 0% financing on their new roof. So don't wait. Call New Look Home Design at 1-800-279-5300. Again, that's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com.
Ackerman Security can protect your family with reliable certified monitoring starting at the great price of $19.95 a month. I mean, think about that. Less than $20 a month. And how much are you paying right now for your monitoring service? Is it $30, $40, $50 a month? You can make the switch to Ackerman, and you can save. They're the only company that guarantees a response time. They can do this very quickly and easily because you can even leave your existing equipment in place. You get peace of mind, and it comes with monitoring by Ackerman starting at about $19.95 a month. It goes up from there. Finally, at Ackerman, security is all they do. They do it better than anyone else. Now, so you're going to be able to start saving immediately. You're going to pay less than you were paying for the other service. And here's another reason. Just mentioned WMAL. You'll get up to 3 months of monitoring absolutely free if you make the switch in the month of October. You see, daylight savings time is ending. The sun is going to start setting earlier. Holiday travel time around the corner. Make sure your home, your family are protected with Ackerman. Call now. Switch and save. 888-999-1070. That's 888-999-1070. Online at AckermanSecurity.com.
Hey, my name's Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
America is taking the lead in energy.
Leading the world in oil and natural gas production.
I vote to keep it going.
With the right policies,
we can produce, refine, and supply
more oil and natural gas.
And more abundant energy
means more affordable energy
for American families.
A more secure America.
Jobs.
Opportunity and economic growth.
For our children
and grandchildren.
That's why this election,
I'm voting
for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Join us and become an energy voter.
Brought to you by American Petroleum Institute.
Hey, it's time to see how your money's doing. Check in at the news desk at CNBC. Chuck Kamlick is standing by.
And good morning. Stocks took a drubbing yesterday. We're going to lower that limbo bar a little more today. Futures point to a lower open right now. The Federal Reserve, though, could play a role in the market's action later on. The minutes from the Fed's last meeting are out. Investors will take that fine-tooth comb, look for that needle in a haystack. That would be a clue as to when interest rates are going to go up. Samsung's Galaxy phone fiasco will take a very big bite out of its profits. Samsung warns the cost could come to $2.3 billion, or about a third of its expected income. Walmart raising the salaries for its entry-level managers to $48,000 a year. On December 1st, the government will make overtime mandatory for any salaried workers who make less than $47,000. Walmart just clearing that bar. Toyota recalling 340,000 Prius hybrids worldwide because of a parking brake problem it may not hold. And Amazon starting its own paid music streaming service today. $8 a month for Prime members, $10 for everybody else. I'm Chuck Kamlick, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Today, not only are you at risk of losing money on your bank deposits, but now the dollar itself is falling in value thanks to America's good-for-nothing Federal Reserve. Yes, Savage Nation, today we all face big government's secret war on cash, where you could be considered a criminal simply by withdrawing your own cash, savings, or retirement. You heard me right. Your own cash is the government's next target. Protect your economic freedom and privacy. You must read The Secret War from Swiss America, which offers banking and money safety tips that the government doesn't want you to know. Call 800-289-2646 right now. Protect yourself. 800-289-2646 right now. Or visit secretwaroncash.com. Don't let the government rob you blind. Call now, 800-289-2646. That's 800-289-2646. I, Michael Savage, say that now is the time to save your savings while you still can. Call 800-289-2646 right now. SecretWarOnCash.com.
It is now 6:55, time for WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, trying to get into the Gainesville area, slowing because of a crash on 29 north, north of Vint Hill Road before you get to 15. That's the culprit. Watch for police directions. So extra time needed, again, as you're trying to push up toward the Gainesville area. What you do get on 66, heavy in Manassas, Centerville, and then off and on from 50 toward the Vienna Metro. On 95, northbound crash near the Occoquan, gone, but we're still quite slow. Southbound 123, Gordon Boulevard, the crash before I-95 was along the right side. Huge delays on Old Bridge Road. If you can, please try to avoid Old Bridge Road. Now for Maryland, all knee crashes on George Avenue, south of 108. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, so listen, I got to tell you, this is a great-looking forecast. A high today of 71, the low tonight around 55, a lot of really pleasant temperatures. Tomorrow, we're looking at a temperature of 74, and then the rest of the week, all the way to the weekend, looking really good. A lot of sun, and Friday in the mid-60s, Saturday in the mid-60s, and Sunday in the low 70s. Currently in the nation's capital, 50.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and I'm here to talk to you about a sensitive topic, sleep apnea, and the stress it causes in your life and even in your relationships. CPAP is the first-line treatment for people with sleep apnea, but studies show that over half of the people who have a CPAP machine don't even use it. If sleep apnea is causing stress in your relationships and you haven't found relief with CPAP, it's time you learned more about Inspire. Inspire therapy is a sleep apnea solution that doesn't require a mask or a hose. Inspire works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It's a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Over 100 leading medical centers, including several right here in the Washington area, are now offering Inspire therapy to treat your sleep apnea. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
Those crazy public servants. Just before last Christmas, the police in Antioch, California got a call. A victim had her house burglarized. One of the things stolen was a hard-earned savings stash for the homeowner to take her two kids to Disneyland. With Christmas coming and the loss of her savings, you can imagine the emotion. After taking the report, the pair of officers were moved by the tragedy. All of that extra work to save the money and the bad news that there'd be no Disneyland trip. So they went to work. And good work it was. They called the victim to the police station to look at a lineup for her to identify. Time off work and no babysitter to boot, the family arrived at the police station. The officer presented the lineup of photos, and she was shocked at what she saw. Tinkerbell and Mickey Mouse. The officers had taken up a collection. Her and her family were going to Disneyland after all. A few tears and some great police work. A happy ending after all. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
Hey, my name's Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing, he had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
Coming up on WMAL.
KT McFarland, National Security Analyst, will be our guest.
Also, we'll be talking to Joe Concha, the media reporter for The Hill, about all of these leaked documents that have come out. It's all straight ahead. Right now, 7 o'clock, time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.